kicking it in the ESPN 105.1 studio. Wooly and Farns are in the zone, bringing you the beautiful game in broadcast HD.
When people get dragged to a CFC game, they get hooked. I have not spoken to one person that's been to a Chattanooga football match that thought, I didn't really like that very much. Every person thinks I'm going to come back.
And the Chattahooligans just add such a unique atmosphere. They just encourage more people to be involved. And the players are doing really well on the pitch. Soccer in general across the U.S. is just exploding. It's a sport that is on the up and up.
It's finally arrived in the U.S. They've just taken this recipe, plugged it in here into a ripe city, and that's why CFC has grown the way it has.
From the heart of America's scenic soccer city, this is Chattanooga Football Club Radio on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Soccer salutations from America's scenic soccer city. Welcome to the all-new, brand-new Chattanooga Football Club Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Farns.
And I'm your other host, Wooly.
And together we are
Wooly and Farns.
Brand-new show that we've been talking about for a while. As a part of Chattanooga Football Club, Wooly and I both have been a part of the organization for long enough that they've trusted us to have a show.
It's hard to believe that they have trusted us, but they have, you know.
This is the first one. We're super excited that ESPN 105.1 The Zone is partnering up with us. We're going to be on every Saturday from 12 until 1. Most of CFC match days happen on Saturday, Willis, so that's great timing for us and for our fans to turn it on at the tailgate, have some fun, listen about what's all going on in the CFC world. So Willie, break down a little bit what this show is going to be like and what our listeners can expect for the next 2.5 months.
So on CFC Radio, we're going to be talking about all things Chattanooga Football Club. We're going to give you guys some behind the scenes look at the club. What do we get up to in the off season? So in the build up to the summer. Also, we're going to show you what things are like sort of, you know, pregame as well. We're also going to have a lot of CFC players, a lot of returning players this summer, which is fantastic. But we've also got a lot of new faces as well. So this is going to give us a great opportunity to bring players on, for you guys to get to know them a little bit better, also ask some questions as well. We're going to have some of the board members from the club on here, and we're going to have some of our awesome Chattahooligans come as well and share why they love CFC. And hopefully we'll get some of the coaches on as well to give us those insights, give us some tactics. Let us know about what, you know, who's playing this week and who's not. And that'll be fun to have them join us.
So each week with a laser-like focus on all things CFC, just like Wooly dropped on us right there. Today's show, we have two really awesome guests. The first one, Jimmy Conrad. Any follower of U.S. soccer knows that name. 2006 World Cup participant, MLS All-Star.
He's also a huge YouTube star now as well.
Right.
So he's doing a lot of really cool content on YouTube. So it's going to be awesome. And he's visited Chattanooga before as well.
He has, and he came and did a show for his previous show for Kick TV. And now he's doing, like you said, the YouTube show, which is really funny, really creative. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say about e-gaming, something that Chattanooga Football Club has just now dipped their toe into the water and is going to begin experimenting with pretty soon.
Yeah, so more on that to follow later on. And we also have one of our sort of long-serving CFC players. So we're looking forward to having John Carrier on the show. He's actually here in the studio with us right now. And so we're looking forward to catching up with John. He's just got a brand new job with Bryan College. He's an assistant coach there, so he's going to give us some info about that. Also, what it's like to play for CFC. It's a great club. It's a great experience. John is originally from England, so you know, that's he can give us a different perspective on life over there compared to playing over here.
A couple other special segments we plan to have each week. We're going to have the conductor count. El Conductor is one of the super fans of Chattanooga Football Club. He has been to every single CFC match since CFC's inception in 2009. That number is a huge number. We look forward to sharing that with you later in the show.
We're also going to have our Chattahooligan stat of the week as well from
Statman.
So listen out for that. That's coming up in segment 4 of the show. And we're also going to do a competition each week as well for you guys to win some awesome Chattanooga Football Club merchandise as well. So keep listening to that. We'll be asking for you guys to tweet in with your questions to hashtag CFC Radio.
That's right. So before we go to break, let's give a quick rundown, Wooly, of what Chattanooga Football Club is, what we do with Chattanooga Football Club, and why they need to listen to this show. To start off about what CFC is, it's an amateur soccer team that was started in 2009. It's grown bigger and bigger every year. They compete at Finley Stadium, right downtown, right next to Chattanooga Brewing Company. Average about 5,000 fans a match, and that number really starts to balloon up higher as we get closer to the playoffs. There are 96 teams in the NPSL. Chattanooga Football Club is in the South region. There's 4 different regions in the NPSL, and we're in the Southeast Conference of that region. A little bit about me. Now, Wooly talk about what he does. I'm the administrator with the club, with Chattanooga Football Club, and that involves getting players registered, like the legendary John Carrier, a.k.a. Kazza, that's with us here today. It also involves lots of game day work. If you've seen the guy with the blue mohawk, chances are that was me, unless there's another guy running around downtown.
And it gets better as the season goes on.
It gets longer. It gets bluer.
Takes a mind of its own.
And I've been working on it ever since our last match last year. I had to shave my head, and there's actually some blue that had dyed my scalp, so we had to get some dish soap to get all of that out. But I've started the mohawk in the back, and I'm looking forward to something really epic for this year in terms of hairdo.
And we'll give you some weekly updates on that as the season progresses as well. Just to tell you a little bit about me, I moved here with my wife, Stephanie, who is from Chattanooga originally. That's what's brought me here to Chattanooga. Got involved in the club in the summer of 2015 and then started working for the Chattanooga Football Club Foundation, which was formed in November of 2015. I run a project called Operation Get Active. This is a health initiative where we're trying to encourage kids to be more physically active through the game of soccer. And we do that as an after-school program. And we work with 9 different elementary schools and 8 recreation centers across the city of Chattanooga. It's a 10-week-long program. So coming up on May 22nd is going to be our sort of end of the program when we do a large soccer tournament down at Finley Stadium. So this is an opportunity for all the kids to come together and to play against one another. And it's a really awesome way to end the program. So strongly encourage you guys to come down on May 22nd for that.
I helped out with Operation Get Active last fall for their end of season tournament. It was so cool. It's such a great program. We look forward to learning more about that this show and hearing about its progress throughout the year. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to 105.1 The Zone. We got Jimmy Conrad coming up. We got John Carrier. Don't go anywhere. This is CFC Radio.
This is Chattanooga Football Club Radio on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's sports leader.
Welcome back to Chattanooga Football Club Radio with your hosts, Wooly and Farns, here on ESPN 105.1
The Zone.
We hope you're having a great Saturday. Remember, tweet us here at the show at hashtag CFC Radio. So coming up now, we're really excited to be joined on air with Jimmy Conrad, America's now retired central defender, had an awesome 13-year MLS career He was a four-time MLS Best 11 and in 2005 was the MLS's best defender. He's also earned 27 caps for the country, for the U.S. men's national team, and also went to the 2006 FIFA World Cup in Germany. After his playing career, Jimmy is now host of his own YouTube channel, and we're looking forward to asking him a few questions.
Jimmy.
Hey, guys, what's up? You could have kept going. I think I do a lot more other things, but it's fine. That was a nice laundry list of items. You're free to be my publicist at any time.
You got it.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for joining us. To kick us off, this is our first ever radio show here on ESPN 105.1.
Whoa, I'm feeling the pressure.
So, yeah, this is the big time. And so we wanted to kick off with, what advice do you have for me and fans?
Oh, I would just try to stay as true to yourself as possible. I know that's kind of cliche to say, and we're in the sports world, so it's just full of cliches as it is. You know, if you're making content that you like to make and something that you would enjoy if you were the listener, then I would just focus on that, and I think that will steer you in the right direction. Now, I say that not knowing what I'm doing half the time, but people seem to like it, so it works itself out.
And coming from you, Jimmy, I can see how your work really shines through like that. When you came to Chattanooga recently, we knew exactly what you were like after hanging out with you for about 15 minutes.
yeah.
And your content was super original, very creative. So we'll definitely take that advice to heart. We'll shoot for you. Jimmy Conrad is the bar. We're shooting for it, Jimmy.
Now I'm really feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
Not only am I one of the first guests, now I have you guys gunning for me. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So, Jimmy, like we said, you came to Chattanooga. We tried our best to be a good host. What did you think of Chattanooga?
I thought it was great. The hospitality that you guys showed me, knowing that I was going to cover what is considered a controversial topic here in the country with promotion relegation, you guys being good sports. I did for lack of a better description, I did a bit of a Daily Show interview where I set up the whole piece in New York and threw it to my correspondent who was in Chattanooga, which, of course, I was the correspondent.
That was awesome.
Like a stereotypical NASCAR fan, I guess, is kind of my angle.
Well, describe it. It was Hunter Blaze Orange hat with like a camo shirt and some retro glasses. It was nice
yeah.
Alter ego.
Yes, it is. It was fun. I have no problem slipping into characters and having fun and doing that kind of stuff. So I enjoyed it. Your mayor gave me some time out of his
That's what I was about to say. You sat down with Chattanooga's mayor. That's big time here.
I did, and asked him really dumb questions, which I feel bad about now because the piece never ended up running, unfortunately, because the company that I worked for before had really strong ties and relationships with MLS. It just felt like it wasn't in their best interest to ruffle feathers because
right.
they were so new to owning the former company. Really disappointed. It's one of my, I've seen it the last 4 or 5 minutes. We ended up reshooting the intro and the out because I didn't know what I was going to get when I got to Chattanooga. So we had to kind of rework how we set up everything, and it made it stronger ultimately. And it was one of the pieces I was most proud of. But yeah, it was going to ruffle some feathers for sure and then stir the pot, which is the content that I like to make. And I thought it did it in a very respectful and fun way.
We agree.
Yeah, and you guys were great. Not only the mayor, but the fans came out and helped me out and got
that
some
was
energy.
Cool.
And it was really cool. And it really just showed that, you know, there's, I guess, a lot of naivety about what Chattanooga has to bring and what they have to offer the soccer community in this country. And so to see it firsthand and to continue to have a conversation and relationship with you and your club, something I take a great deal of pride in, and I'm excited to continue our relationship moving forward.
Well, that's high praise coming from you, Jimmy. I tell you what, Willie and I, just hashtag CFC Radio, that video segment, post it to our Twitter feed. We'll keep it a secret, we promise.
I appreciate that.
Jimmy, since you've retired, you know, you've ventured on and you've created your own YouTube channel, which is awesome, by the way. I regularly watch your videos, and it's awesome. So could you just tell us a little bit more about it? What is the channel about? What do you do on it? What are some of the cool highlights that you've experienced through it?
So after I parted ways with the company that I helped build over 1 million subscribers, I learned a lot in that process. Not only being on camera and having a lot of repetitions about how to tell a story, how to tell a story quickly. Obviously, our attention spans are a lot shorter than they used to be. So how you capture somebody with what you're saying and giving them facts, but also giving them your opinion. You know, I think a lot of people go to YouTube four personalities because they want to maybe either live vicariously through somebody, or if they want to talk or see somebody that has a similar opinion, or at least in an engaging way, I guess. So I'm trying to create content that's engaging. And once I left that other company, I just taught myself how to edit. I'm going to start my own YouTube channel. I'm going to take everything that I've learned. And now I've parlayed that into some mild success, I'd say, doing it by myself. And I'm working with a lot of big brands, which has been a lot of fun. And one of those brands is EA Sports that do FIFA 17. Mm-hmm. So I do a video for them that lives in the game on their main menu on Mondays and Tuesdays. It talks about Ultimate Team, which is very specific, like a marketplace in the game. And I knew that if I was going to be in that game, I need to have some FIFA content on my channel. Mm-hmm. So I do this content that's called Career Mode. Essentially what you do is you take, like, you could be the manager. You can't because Chattanooga's not in the game. But you could take, you could become the manager of Chattanooga.
Not yet.
That's true. Yet is the imperative word there. But you could take Chattanooga and you can, you know, buy and sell players in the transfer window, and you can play in multiple competitions, and you just, you're the guy. So I did that, and I took over Atletico Madrid, and it's, I don't know how to play the game very well. And I think people, a lot of people could relate to me on that.
Are you in the game?
I wish. I used to be in the game. I'm not anymore. And I'm a lot slower than I used to be. But this is just, it's basically made video games as entertainment. So I have multiple characters. I throw it to real people. I have people. It's been really neat to kind of turn FIFA content on its head. So that's one of the things I offer. I do normal news. So if there's a big story about the U.S. men's national team or promotion relegation or whatever, there's going to be content about that. I also do this series called How I Did It, where I really break down certain things that I did along the way to become a professional, which is more of like a tutorial. And I'm going to be doing a nutrition one soon.
Cool.
I did one about like striking a long ball because I didn't learn how to strike a long ball when I was a kid. So I ended up having sports hernia surgery. And if somebody just would have showed me proper technique when I was 10 or 11 or 12, it would have changed my whole life and probably my whole career in some capacity. So, Steph, I have a lot of variety on the channel for sure.
We helped out with UTK up in Knoxville, their women's collegiate team, which at the time was top 25. And we were speaking with the players, and before every practice, what they would do is hit long balls with both feet. 5 minutes with your left, 5 minutes with your right. And this is a collegiate level program. It was, you know, a humble reminder of how important basics like that are to stress to players at all levels, right?
I think humble is your key word, because for someone that was very right-sided dominant, to go over to my left and then, while everybody's watching, try to hit a proper left-footed ball was really hard. And when you shank one, man, your confidence goes way down. Well, what happens in a game if that's just practice? How are you going to step up and make that play in a game? So, yes, it's very important to have good repetition, proper technique every single time. So when it happens in a game, it just comes natural to you. You don't even think about it. You just set it up, you swing, and then it's all good. So, it is humbling in a lot of ways to make sure that you don't forget the basics, because that's the backbone of everything that you're doing.
And so Wooly the other day was looking at some of your content, and we were trying to look at what you did well. We found some really cool content about a Soccer AM, which you're probably familiar with, and you talking about all this technical stuff reminds us about what is referred to a really technical player in England. Drop it on us, Wooly. What do they call them?
Techers.
Techers, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so Techers, I mean, that's taken on a life of its own. Talk about a community that's sprouted up. All the freestyle guys that score unbelievable goals, you know, or shooting soccer balls into basketball hoops from impossible angles. And
it just goes viral, too.
They go viral. And in fairness to all of us normal human beings that can't do that on the first try, I know some of those guys, they're not doing it on their first try either. But, the fact that he could even get one is still pretty impressive,
and so,
even if they're shooting for 8 hours. So I still respect the genre. But, the techers and the freestyle community has gotten very big, especially on YouTube.
We've got about one more minute left with you, Jimmy, and I want Wooly to ask the final question. Wooly, what should we go out with Conrad?
Yeah, Jimmy, coming back to your playing days, what was a highlight of your career?
Well, there's quite a few. The one that I brainwash people with is my goal against Mexico. But which is a staple on my channel. But pretty much once every 7 or 8 videos, I'm going to roll that highlight.
Just keep reliving
it. So people don't forget about my greatness. Yeah.
We might have to share that on CFC social media and tell everyone to, hey, watch this video, listen to Jimmy. Well, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure. We really appreciate you coming on the show. We wish you the best of luck in what you're doing. And you keep an eye on us. We'll keep an eye on you. Deal?
That sounds great. And, look forward to coming on the show anytime you need me.
Thanks. Right. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you later.
That was Jimmy Conrad, USA soccer legend. Great interview. Thanks so much, Jimmy. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we've got another legend living right here in Chattanooga, John Carrier, Kazza of Chattanooga Football Club. You're listening to ESPN 105.1, The Zone. To Chattanooga Football Club Radio. I'm your co-host, Farns.
And I'm Willie.
And we are unbelievable radio hosts for CFC Radio. So back here in the studio, in ESPN The Zone studio, we have a very important player, a VIP, John Carrier Kazza, a maestro of the midfield. We're really happy to have John on because he's a veteran with the team. Just a quick resume run through with John, who we're about to talk to. Part of the 2014 team that won Southeast Conference Region Championship, played in the 2015 National Championship against New York Cosmos with 18,000 screaming fans in Finley Stadium. After 2015, taking a year off, he came back in 2016 to be a part of last year's squad that made it to the national semifinals. Storied career in college, all kinds of accolades, and we're happy to have him here in the studio. Kazza, thanks for being on.
Appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
All right, John. So to kick us off, can you tell us a little bit about your, first of all, your playing history? You're a fellow Brit like myself. So yeah, just tell us a little bit about how you first started getting into soccer back in England, and you know how that progressed to you being here out in the US.
Yeah, so everyone in England basically plays soccer. So I started at the age of 4 years old and continued to, now we're 25 years old. I played at Norwich Academy and throughout the academy's youth system. Then I ended up going to Eastern College, where I met fellow CFC veteran Luke Winter.
Oh, yes.
Then I decided that I wanted to come out to the States with, again, Luke Winter. Ended up attending Tennessee Wesleyan College for 4 years. And prior to those summer years, I was able to play for Chattanooga. So it's been a while since 4 years old to now 25.
Well, we're glad to have you, and it was awesome to see you come back to the club last season. So take us back to your early days with CFC. Do you remember, you know, your first game, and how did you find out about the club?
Because Tennessee Wesleyan's pretty close to Chattanooga, Luke and myself decided we want to play in the summers rather than just go home and I guess get a job. So Chattanooga, we ended up trying out. My first trial, I didn't actually end up playing for CFC. I went to Chicago and played for a team there. Luke's been telling me how much CFC is growing and how the experience is unbelievable, and I need to be playing. So the following season, I ended up playing. My first game in front of the fans was, I mean, a surreal experience, and kept coming back ever since.
Willie, I'm going to ask him, what was it like in that New York Cosmos match 2015? Describe your feelings as a player getting on the pitch that day.
I mean, when you walk out onto the field and you just look up and you see 18,000 fans, you're shaking your head thinking, is this actually happening? And I'm about to play in front of these fans, but I soak it all up. I absolutely love the fans. I love them singing your name, and it's just an unbelievable experience that not many people get to achieve. So, yes, it's brilliant.
What was so great about that day, too, So that was Peter's introduction to Chattanooga Football Club. Easy to see why Wooly got hooked on that day. A ton of fans did. What I found so interesting as a staff member is the players arrived that day probably 3 hours before kickoff. We had a huge collection of fans tailgating out there, and it was almost like the player walk as you guys walked down Carter Street down to the locker room. Players were giving you standing ovations, and I thought that was so cool, and I thought how awesome those players must be feeling, and they deserve it. You guys deserved it, too. That was such an incredible run, and all kinds of hard work was done in the background to prepare you guys for that day. So
yeah, it's honestly a pro-like experience. CFC treat us as players like pros, and why wouldn't anyone want to be a part of that? Especially you walking down to 3 hours before the game and fans are singing your name. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? It is a pro-life experience, and the fact that the whole city is behind you for a soccer game that you didn't think it's possible, but the Chattanooga community is exceptional, and everyone coming behind you is it's unbelievable, really.
So you're one of the select few CFC players that have the big giant head when they hold up. That's got to be kind of creepy, but also really awesome. Wooly and I play on an adult league team. I don't know if you've heard about us or not, but we don't have quite as many fans on our Facebook page, and a couple less than 18,000 showed up to our Sunday league match. But we know we've arrived when we have giant heads made at us. And a question that Wooly talked about earlier was, what is your favorite chant that the Chattahooligans do? Because they're famous and infamous for their incredible chants, so creative. What's your favorite one?
They do have a few chants. I'm going to say my favorite one is my own personal chant.
Yeah, good.
Where they say he's here, he's there, he's everywhere, and it gives me a little bit of encouragement, more energy, and I run around a little bit more after they're singing that. So that could be my favorite one.
That's awesome. And I think that's good for the fans to hear that as well, you know, that you guys do really, you know, you're listening and it's motivating, and it's awesome to, you know, hear your own name being chanted in the stands. So, John, tell us a little bit about the team, and maybe, well, who's been the best CFC player that you've played with over the seasons that you've been involved?
Guys, I'm going into my fifth season now, so there's been some very, very talented players throughout those 5 years, a couple actually going pro and a couple who are still at CFC that I don't know how they're still at CFC and how they're not pro. Obviously everyone knows Gregor Hartley, outstanding goalkeeper. How he's not been picked up pro is beyond me, but he's one of the reasons why CFC gets so far, especially in the later stages in the league or in the national run play. Greg basically keeps us in the game, and he gives us that sense of encouragement, and he's a role model, he's a leader. So he's got to be up there, one of the all-time CFC greatest players. Luke Winter, everyone knows Luke Winter, one of my best friends.
All-time leading scorer.
All-time leading goal scorer, so, I mean, that kind of says how it is. He's been here, I think this is going to his seventh season now. How he still play, I don't know, with his knees, but how he keeps banging in goals every single season is fantastic for the club.
You touched on Greg Hartley, and someone said it once to me in 2016, and I paid attention this all season. They said having him in the net is like starting with a 1-0 lead, and it really is. He makes at least one, maybe two saves per match that would be on a goal on 99% of other keepers. And I'm thinking specifically of 2016's trip down to New Orleans. They had a couple of high power forwards. They ripped some shots. There is one that even the New Orleans fans were pulling their hair out thinking, what have we got to do to score a goal on this guy? They ripped this 10-yard shot, almost point blank, and Greg just guesses right, grabs it, and just holds on to it. There's no rebound. It's like go-go gadget Velcro gloves, and he's got it. Two great picks, right? Luke Winter, Greg Hartley, and, I mean, you're not too shabby yourself there.
Guys. I'm okay. Yeah.
Your position, your favorite position that you play with the club?
I'm midfield, so I can play as the attacker midfield player or also on the right and left wings.
And John, what are you looking forward to this upcoming 2017 season?
So obviously for CFC, our main goal is to win the national championship, mm-hmm. and nothing less than that is acceptable for us as players, especially the veteran guys. But what I'm looking forward to is just being with the players again, being back on the pitch. It's been a long 9 months of just running by myself and trying to get fit. So it'll be good to get back playing with the guys and obviously playing in front of the fans.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait for our season to start here shortly in May. And John, you were in the press recently for the announcement that you're the new assistant coach at Bryan College.
Yeah.
So congrats from everyone here at the
Indeed.
Club.
Appreciate it.
And can you tell us a little bit about that role and what you're going to be getting up to?
Yes, so Bryan College is located in Dayton, Tennessee. It was actually Luke Winter's former job until he got the head coach at Tennessee Wesleyan. So I've trying to fill his shoes for now. I accepted a position last week with Drew Courtney. So it'll be a great experience getting back into the collegiate game again. We're starting to recruit players, and the full season should be fun. I know Bryan was nationally ranked in the top 10 last year, so trying to fill those boots and get up to that standing again will be a good task to have.
Before we go to break, we want to let our listeners know that you can tweet in your questions to us at the Chattanooga Football Club Twitter page, and hashtag CFC Radio is where you will find us. Don't go anywhere. We're getting ready to talk about the jersey reveal party we have every year. Willie and I were a part of it last year. It was awesome. John was a part of it last year as well, and we really look forward to displaying Chattanooga Football Club's new 2017 kits. John, before we go to break, tell us, what was your favorite CFC uniform of the past years? What year?
There's been a few, but I really like the sky blue and the white stripe kit with the gold collar. That's probably my favorite. Last year's, I didn't really like the yellow, so scratch that off.
The one you're talking about was a beaut. Well, listen, don't go anywhere. Let's talk more CFC here on CFC Radio on ESPN 105.1.
The Zone. Chattanooga Football Club Radio on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Catch the Chattanooga Football Club Radio podcast online following today's show at ChattanoogaFC.com and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Chattanooga Football Club Radio with your hosts. I'm Willie.
And I'm Farns.
And we are on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We are still here with John Carrier. He's going to join us for this last segment of the show. We're going to be firing him a few more questions as well. So we've got lots of things coming up. The most important one is on Thursday, the 27th of April, we're going to have the big CFC jersey reveal. The back office has been busy over the last few months preparing the designs. The jersey has been put into production. And we're really close to revealing the jersey to the fans. So this is going to be, like I said, on Thursday, the 27th of April. It's going to be 4:30 till 6:30 at the First Tennessee Pavilion down at Finley Stadium. We're going to have an awesome sort of setup there for you guys to come and see the jersey for the very first time. Reed Farns. We've seen the jersey, and it's awesome, isn't it?
Super cool. I'm afraid of saying anything secret over the air, so we'll just
don't
leave
give
it
anything
that.
Away.
No way. You're right. It's awesome. We can't wait to show it off. Paul Rustin, shout out to him for just a great design year after year, and this year looks top shelf.
But we can say it has gone back to blue.
Unbelievably blue.
Unbelievably blue. If you haven't already ordered one of the packages that we've done this season, we're going to give you a little info to those. And the first one is the Sky package, which is $225. And that gets you the 2017 CFC jersey, which you'll be able to pick up at the jersey reveal party. You're also going to get a limited edition special package scarf as well, which we've also seen the designs and it looks fantastic. You get free parking. You get a parking pass that is good for the whole season. You also get stadium club access. This is a new feature that we've added this year. We have the stadium club down at Finley Stadium. So this is for our Sky and Gold pass holders only. This area is, it's great. It's air conditioned. There's going to be a shorter line for your beers. We're also going to be live streaming the game in there as well. So you can catch that throughout the game. And of course, you get your invitation to the jersey reveal party.
Right below Sky level is the Gold level package, $160. You get everything from the Sky package except the jersey. So you get the scarf, you get the free parking, stadium club access, invitation to the jersey reveal party. What else is offered up on the list?
Yeah, so and then coming up underneath the gold, you've got silver. So this is $115, and you get the jersey with this package. And finally, we've got club level, which is our faithful wristband, and that is $65. And all of these packages, all of them get you into every single home game this season. That also includes invitational international games that we have coming up, US Open Cup games as well. So, guys, this is an unbelievable deal.
Unbelievable.
And we strongly recommend you guys go ahead and purchase one of these. You can get them at ChattanoogaFC.com. Click on the tab which is says tickets, and there's more information about them there. Again, guys, these are a really, really good deal, and will get you into lots of games throughout the season.
That's right. And anyone who went to the jersey reveal party last year knows it was a blast. Really cool. There's some other really neat jersey reveal type parties around the league, and I really think that some of them have emulated CFC's style of doing it. It creates a bunch of preseason hype and it really gets fans fired up. So put it on your calendar, April 27th. And this party is for those who have purchased the Gold, Sky, and Silver packages. Speaking of jerseys, I have a couple favorite of my own. And actually on that list is, well, I'll tell you what my list is in a second. I want to hear Kazza is still our guest in the studio and here with Willie as well. Boys, give me one or two of your favorite kits, international, club, whatever it might be.
Yeah, let's go. John, what's your best kit of all time? Like, not just CFC, like any kit.
I'm a huge Man United fan, so I'm going with probably the old school United jersey with the Sharp sponsor.
Oh, Lee Sharp would. Was that the Lee Sharp era when
yes.
Lee Sharp played? Yeah, that's great. That was a great jersey. What about the grey Man United jersey? Were you a fan of that one?
It's okay. It's okay. Not bad.
Willie, drop it on us.
Yeah, I mean, favorite CFC jersey was the, you know, I wasn't living here then, but it was the light blue and navy blue striped jersey. Do you remember that one?
Was it half light blue, half navy?
Yeah. I had one of those.
2010, maybe?
That was my favorite. I really, really like that.
My vote goes to 2015. Classic dark color with an unbelievable collar. I'm going to use that word all season long. That was my favorite kit, for sure. I think we're allowed to leak this. Not only are the tops custom this year for the jersey reveal party, but also the shorts.
Yeah, that's an exclusive. So the jersey reveal party is going to be on April 27th at the First Tennessee Pavilion from 4:30. Get there. You'll see us there. You'll see the rest of the club running around. And we're looking forward to revealing the kits to you guys on that day. Also, like we said, go ahead, get those season packages as well. Go and check those out at chattanoogafc.com. Now, April 10th, we announced our first international friendly of the 2017 season. This is when Chattanooga Football Club is going to play against Chivas under-23s. Chivas, Mexican team that play in the Liga MX, and they're bringing their U-23s up here to Chattanooga. That game is going to be on
May 27th, Finley Stadium, 7:30 p.m. Typical CFC kickoff time, 7:30 p.m. on a Saturday night.
And last year we played against the Tigres U-23s and we had an awesome crowd. It's really fun to play some of these up-and-coming U-23 squads. We also had a Middlesbrough last year as well. It's really great to see some talent there that's sort of coming through these professional clubs. And it's also a really good opportunity for us to, you know, and for the Chattanooga players to play against them as well. John, are you looking forward to that game?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be involved in it. I know Middlesbrough, I wasn't actually playing that game because it was on a Wednesday and we had a game on a Saturday. So hopefully on a Saturday I should be able to be involved.
This will be Labor Day weekend. Instead of playing the Steinbrecher Cup this year, we're playing this international friendly. So I think we'll be able to get the top dogs in there.
Cool. I'm excited for it.
So don't forget your CFC season pass gets you into the Chivas match. And every single regular season match, every single postseason match, an incredible deal. I think we can say with enough confidence, it's going to be a great deal.
We'll
do the math.
Yeah, definitely. And you can also buy individual tickets for that game as well. They are $10 online, which is a great deal to see a professional U-23 club come here to Chattanooga. You can also, as always, you can buy tickets on the day. They will be $15 at the gate. But go ahead, spread the word about that game. We're really excited. And season pass holders, you get into that one for free.
That's right. So let's do a quick segment we plan on doing each and every week. It's called the El Conductor Count. For those of you who don't know, El Conductor is one of the many super Chattahooligan fans that we have for Chattanooga Football Club. And I'm going to tell you how many matches he's been to. He's been to every single one since 2009. That's home, away, exhibition, match, playoff, everything. So that total is currently 130 matches. So the May 10th match that we have first on the calendar will be his 131st match, which is incredible.
And he's not missed a game.
That's right.
That's incredible.
Let me drop a quick stat of the week from Statman. Statman is Jonathan Hunter, another Chattahooligan fan for us. What he's told us that in 2016, we had three players with five goals each. Luke Winter, Will Roberts, and Samuel Goney. All right, well, that's all we have for this week. We want to say a special thank you, muchas gracias, to Jimmy Conrad for stepping on the show. Also to John Kaza Carrier. We wish him the best of luck in this upcoming season, and we can't wait to see what he has in store. You've been listening to Farns.
I'm Wooly.
And we're on ESPN 105.1, The Zone. Made if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun, and together, of course, we get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery.
Chattanooga Football Club Radio is property of the Chattanooga Football Club. Visit ChattanoogaFC.com for news and updates, schedules, tickets and season passes, youth camps, and official Chattanooga Football Club gear. Chattanooga Football Club Radio, a Brewer Media Group presentation on ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
Hey, CFC fans, this is John Carrier, midfielder for the Chattanooga Football Club. Thanks for listening to today's show. catch Chattanooga Football Club Radio next week from 12 to 1 right here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Broadcasting from the Home Rate Mortgage Studios, Chattanooga Sports Leader, WALV-FM, Lakeside Chattanooga, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, a Brewer Media Group station.